This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. We're coke and a dollar bill.
Okay, what is that sound? Let's turn off the Eric Clapton for now. How are you? Are you guys hearing all right?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah,
okay, cool. My headphones are majorly messing up, so I'm not going to use them. This is Ad Hominem. This is a show that doesn't technically exist, so we're not actually going to talk about it. My name is Charlie Driver. You guys aren't students here, so you guys can use your real names instead of fake name. I'm going to continue to use a fake name.
Well, my real name is Steve Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously. We're here with Steve Jeremy.
And my real name is Sean Freeman.
Yep. Cool. Steve Jeremy, Sean Freeman, and... No.
This is no. Callie, and
her name's actually just a symbol.
She just won't talk right now, but we'll get around to her.
Her name is one of those impronounceable names, you know, like Prince.
Yeah, like Prince.
Yeah. No, I feel that. I once had an impronounceable name once.
Wow.
Yeah, right? It was pronounced... Yeah. It was... draws out symbol on computer screen.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice,
Oh, hey. Guess who forgot to turn off the automated songs? And guess what's playing right now? It is Scar Tissue by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Sorry, guys. That is going to be all of the Red Hot Chili Peppers that you get tonight. Maybe. Who knows? I have actually no idea when this show is going to end, nor did I really have any idea when the show is going to start, so we'll see how that goes. I think there's another show in here at 11, so
we'll try to get out of here quickly. Don't give up our time slot.
Yeah, right? That's going to be a really weird fist fight that ensues because of that, but what are you going to do? So you guys want to tell me about yourselves? Mr. Steve... Jeremy?
Oh, sure.
I got it right.
My first name is a first name, and my last name is also a first name.
Mm-hmm. Two first names. I'm familiar. Yes. I'm familiar with the process.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing from the land of Yugoslavia.
Oz. Yeah, Yugoslavia.
Oz is the city
in Yugoslavia.
Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, it's a ruby city, mm-hmm. to which case everyone makes fun of us for it.
The ruby city.
Yeah. So I came here about 3 minutes ago, and
into the country.
Yes, into the country.
What's your current view on the current election cycle? Are you a citizen yet? Can you vote?
I am not a citizen yet, but I'm still voting.
You're still good. You know, Trump has people signing up to protect the polls from people like you.
Wow, really?
Yeah, people with bad tempers and black skin. Wants to keep them away from the polls. You know, people who have no respect for democracy and whiteness, but mostly democracy.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm really excited personally for the Trump presidency. I've always wanted to die, so it works really well.
It's your customs.
All right. Do we got anything else to say before we go into another song? Please, let's get more talking.
I mean, all I have to say is I can't wait for this next hour of tastefulness.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like this is gonna be really tasteful.
We're gonna learn so much about not only each other but ourselves.
Yeah,
I mean, that's always the hope. We want to be as dignified as physically possible.
Nice.
You know, and with that being said, I think the face of dignity is a man named Weird Al Yankovic.
Agreed.
Right? And I think the... Wait, I'm trying to find one. Alpocalypse? No, that one's not. Give me a good Weird Al song. We should probably
There's always the classic Beat It.
Maybe.
I can't tell you I can actually name one of those.
But. You can't name a Weird Al song?
No.
Okay,
banned from the studio.
We're going to do... I Think I'm a Clone Now of Weird Al Yankovic's amazing album, Even Worse. So here we go.
Like I'm looking in the mirror. What would
So, Steve and Jeremy asks Charlie Driver, I believe you have something to tell us about sleep.
Yes, I do. Okay. I've downloaded this new app called Sleep Cycle.
Oh,
you
cool.
heard of it?
No,
okay,
I have not.
So it's this app, and the whole design of it is, the whole purpose is, it wakes you up in your lightest part of your sleep cycle, so that way you
But like around like a certain time?
Yeah, you set a time, and it gives you about, well, you can set the span of time, but for me, it's a half hour span of time. That it will, once it realizes you're in your lightest part of sleep, it'll wake you up.
How does it know if you're in your lightest part of sleep? Do you hook up electrodes to your body?
It's a microphone. Odd, yeah.
Really?
I'm not exactly sure how it works. Like you know, but this was my sleep last night.
Wow, that's remarkably... for those at home, it does look like a sine wave. I will... just say okay thank so awake goodness. To deep sleep yeah right like thank goodness I'm glad that Sean is getting wow you went to bed late just kidding you went to bed like mildly wow that's so interesting it looks like for those at home the dear readers oh I shouldn't have said that that's a tell of who I am Sean goes very like very steeply from awake to sleep.
Yeah. And
Steven goes very sleepily from steeply from awake to asleep. Like around like 1 a.m., you fell asleep.
Yeah.
So yep. Sean, but like what time do you usually wake up?
4:30 to 4:40 in the morning.
Why is that?
You're just a psycho.
I'm a psychopath, actually.
I enjoy murder.
I go kill out the early birds, getting all the worms, getting the worms' revenge. No, I'm on a boat team.
A boat team?
Yes.
Oh, you know, this would make sense, because on Thursday, the 7th of October, or the 6th to the 7th, you had like a really, really awful sleep cycle.
It was so bad.
For those of you at home, the graph looks like an upraised middle finger. and it looks like you awoke around 4:45 and went to bed around 12:45. So that's an interesting 4 hours of awful sleep.
Yeah. That was a tough day.
So I'm very interested in that now.
I didn't.
Is that app, by the way, a battery hog?
You're
supposed to leave it plugged
charging.
In.
Yep. Okay. That's how it works. And then you place it face down, and it kind of just goes into power save mode.
Oh, okay.
And it's really just the microphone that's on, so it's not.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, I've read a lot about like REM sleep and like when to wake up, and like this one thing that I read that has always stuck with me is like you sleep in like approximately like hour and a half long cycles.
Yeah.
So like when you go to bed, like the best time to wake up is either like an hour and a half earlier or like any multiple of an hour and a half. And that's just not worked for me. So I've always kind of thought that that's BS, but that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. My cycles from last night were about an hour, like a little over an hour apart is what I'd say the period of this sine wave is.
Ooh.
Yeah. Terminology.
Yeah, no. Trough to trough, crest to crest.
Yeah, it's...
there you go.
That's the way... I believe you mean the wavelength. Because yes, on this axis, T is the wavelength.
It's definitely interesting
physics
to look
major.
At. I mean...
Another clue.
To kind of just...
Am I really Charlie Driver? Maybe. Yeah, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, it's okay.
Steve and Jeremy.
I don't really have anything else to say about it. But yeah, no, it's interesting. And definitely getting up that early in the morning, waking up to something like gradually is much better than abruptly that I have been waking up.
Steven, can we elaborate a little bit more on your boating hobbies?
Yes.
Boating. Well,
so you
like
yacht, correct?
Yes.
That's, okay. You're on the UMass Lowell yachting team.
Wow. Yep.
Oh, excuse me, the UMass Amherst yachting team.
Yeah. The UMass of not Lowell. Amherst, our yachting team.
Yeah, cool.
Wow.
I feel that. I didn't know that there were lakes to yacht on in Amherst. Or, I mean, oceans, I guess, is what you need to yacht on.
I actually joined the polo team because it's so much open field. So I ended up joining that.
Oh, wow. You're on a polo... Are you actually on a polo team?
Yes.
I'm gullible. Really? I was just talking to someone today about how I've never done polo.
Well, the thing is, it's an expensive hobby.
Yet I own many polo shirts.
It is a very expensive
hobby. How is it expensive?
Because learning how to play polo first of all, is very difficult. You need to learn how to ride a horse, first of all.
Yeah.
And
you need this to is be like quite cool. Polo.
Yeah, polo.
Like polo. Classy man polo.
More discussion on polo in a couple of minutes. In the meantime, here's a song that we all love. This is Final Countdown by Europe. Here we go. Oh, wait, I lost the Spotify link. Here we go. Final Countdown by Europe.
Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
Was The Final Countdown by Europe.
Such a good band.
A song that is very, very, I would say,
famous.
Topical. Because of
that's a, nice
a certain Donald Trump, especially that song, certain things, you know, how Final Countdown, how if he gets elected, it will be the end of the world.
yeah.
You know, that's definitely what I'm referencing there. Polo. Let's talk more about polo. So I know literally nothing about polo. Do you have to wear polo shirts?
You don't have to, but I would imagine it is very frowned upon if you do not.
Okay.
And
has anyone ever tried to play polo without a polo shirt?
I mean, I'm sure it's happened, but like that's kind of the point of the polo shirt.
Is
like,
to play
that's the function of the polo shirt.
I wear a polo shirt to work every day, and I've never played polo at work, so what's the deal with that?
Well, I mean, I'm not calling you a fake, but like some people just
I'm a fake what? I'm a fake polo player, I'm a fake worker. We need to get to the bottom of this.
I don't know, maybe both, but only you can tell.
Depends if you ride a horse to work.
Yeah, that's true.
Occasionally.
Oh, you know, but it is a thrilling experience because it's like kind of athletic, but also kind of like you don't really need to be athletic to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Just skinny enough for the horse to carry you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Right. Exactly.
I feel that. So myself, Charlie Driver, as I was walking, sorry to keep talking about politics, but I'm going to. I was walking by Powderhouse Circle, right? Because I'm thinking about my commute to work.
Okay.
And I saw a Gary Johnson sign in like a public area. Uh-huh. So I was like, well, this is in a public area, so I can do whatever the F I want to it. Me, Charlie Driver, can do whatever the F I want to that sign. And I luckily enough had a Sharpie on me, and I vandalized the hell out of that sign.
Nice.
Yes, wow. I was very proud of myself.
You know what's crazy?
If he gets the necessary electoral votes in
New Mexico, it can lead to a tie.
We could have a very interesting election.
Yeah, if he gets New Mexico, like very likely there will be a tie, which is interesting. That being said, he has like a 2% chance of winning New Mexico.
What would happen in the case of a tie?
It goes to the House.
Okay.
The House decides. The House, which is led by Speaker Paul Ryan, who is an open Trump supporter until yesterday. So now I have no idea who it would be. Probably be Mike Pence.
Will Kanye West run for the Kanye West party in 2020?
They can vote for whoever they want.
So it doesn't even have to be one of the...
Nope, they can nominate anybody.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
So what I'm hearing is Cruz will get his revenge on Trump.
Perhaps. Wow. It'd probably be Mike Pence.
Yeah, that's true.
What were we talking about? Kanye in 2020?
Will Kanye West run for the Kanye West party in 2020?
I think he would run as like a Democrat. Yeah. But Kanye, who rose to fame in 2005 for claiming that George Bush didn't care about black people. That was a legit quote.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, George W. Bush has cited that as one of the lowest points of his presidency.
Wow.
Which is really saying something. Yeah. I mean, if that's the lowest point of your presidency.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that.
All right.
Anything else before we move into our next song?
I think we should just give the listeners what they want.
All right. What song should we play next, guys?
I think next, the next song we will play will be All Along the Watchtower.
Oh, easily. Do you mean the Bob Dylan original version or the Jimi Hendrix cover?
The Bob Dylan, Jimi Hendrix combo cover.
Wow.
Jeremy, Steven. Wait, is it Jeremy Stevens or Steven Jeremy?
It's actually Steven Jeremy.
Steven Jeremy. We're going to have to go. Obviously, there is no combined Bob Dylan, Jimi Hendrix cover of All Along the Watchtower. It's one or the other. We're going to go with the Jimi Hendrix version, even though I do think the Bob Dylan version is totally underplayed. And here we go, dear readers, with All Along the Watchtower. Listen up.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa! What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
Water safety is good.
And we're back. Wasn't that amazing? That is a song that is featured in one of my favorite movies of last year, The Martian. Actually, I don't even know. I think it's just featured in the trailer, actually, which is kind of the sad state of movie trailers now. Yeah. What?
Such a good movie.
I believe, Sean, you have a message for us. What message is that again?
So, we just want to talk about some ladder safety.
Oh, so. Hold on one second there. I think that this needs a... song.
Oh my god.
This is not I don't know. Wait.
Callie, say something.
Callie, say a few words.
Yes.
I don't really know if this is
Calzone. Nah,
okay, this will work. Okay. Right. Here we go. A message on ladder safety.
So there is something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. That's orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
That was a very inspirational message there. Thank you, Sean.
Of course.
That is
of utmost importance to all of us here.
We're going to need to do a donations PSA later, too, because the studio needs more money. Oh, God, the sweet sounds of the king. I'm not going to turn this off, but we can talk over it.
We can.
Yes.
We may.
Let's continue to talk over it.
What shall we talk over it about?
I have no idea.
Hot takes.
All my news stories recently have been about the election. I feel like I've talked about that enough. So, hot take. Go, Sean.
So, as we know, the Red Sox are playing.
Oh, amazing. And
they're...
great hot take.
They're doing kind of poorly. And...
yeah, sure.
There's a lot of skepticism around it, but I honestly love the way people around this general area act about it, because some of them can kind of act like... buffoons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mm-hmm. kind of hilarious.
I get that. Having the way I do, my father being Jimmy Fallon from Fever Pitch in real life, I understand that. Although I wouldn't quite call him a buffoon. Great movie, Fever Pitch, if you've never seen it.
Yeah, it is a good movie.
For those of you interested, Stephen Jeremy. Sorry, the two first name thing really messes me up. Is wearing purple sunglasses, the likes of which I've never seen before.
It says Kennedy College of Science on the back.
Ooh, wow. The Kennedy College of Science.
Is that at
Science.
UMass Amherst? Bah, bah.
Yes.
Wow.
I assume that this is named obviously for Ted Kennedy. Obviously.
Yes. Obviously.
One of the many Kennedys. What is that sound? That magical sound. I feel like a robot just got, like, created and was born into this world.
That's probably Sean's head. I mean...
Oh, that, true.
That's what happens when
I think you mean Steven's head.
Steven, yeah. It's that's Steven. What happens when
you're
Steven
Sean.
Makes a thought. And, like, black smoke sometimes kind of comes out of his ears as well.
But other times, when you come out with a good thought, you get that weird sound.
Yeah. Bad thoughts just kind of get like a rumbling noise, like.
A little bit of smoke. I get that.
Is anyone going to ask about my good thought?
What was your good thought?
Have we talked about the RV yet?
We've definitely talked about the RV. I don't think we've had an update on the RV.
Okay.
So for those who don't know the whole RV story,
college is expensive.
It's very expensive.
Housing is a lot.
So. Yes. We have decided that we will be purchasing an RV. So
this will be 5 to 6 guys living in one RV to save money on our housing costs.
You're going to murder each other.
No,
well, we won't. It'll be so spacious.
But
the RV is spacious with 6 people.
Yeah, because,
sure.
Okay, so we're going to buy a like one of those parking passes.
But yeah. Like we're all gonna buy some.
So, like, passes. We're going to have multiple parking passes. So, we have a front yard, a backyard.
Okay.
We have space.
Some lawn chairs.
Well, no. But I'm just talking about, like, okay, so the winter, you guys are not going to need the outdoor space.
Well, maybe we'll.
All you need is the indoor space. I'm just saying you're gonna murder each other.
Well, that's where we'll have save you guys on looked heating at, costs because we'll be so warm together.
That's true. Okay,
but like,
have you guys looked into the legality of this yet?
Yes, technically, since it is a motor vehicle, they cannot tell us we can't keep it there because it's an RV. As long as it's registered with the RMV, we're fine. Mm-hmm.
Like, this is something you actually looked up. This isn't an assumption. This is we looked at the parking codes. Well,
this is one of those things that, like, we looked at it and there was no rule saying there was
that
a
we
rule
couldn't.
Against. Exactly.
Yeah. Interesting enough. Interesting enough. And see, this will be interesting to see if you actually do it or when you actually do it. Like, what their reaction will be.
Yeah, we're all curious about that.
Because I feel like if you asked permission, they would be like, no, and they would immediately write a rule saying you couldn't.
So you don't ask permission. Right?
Exactly.
That's the key.
So just suddenly, if an RV gets parked and sooner or later they discover that there are people living in it, how would they respond? It is such an interesting question.
It would be very interesting to see. But,
and with all the money we'll save, we'll fill the water tanks with Crayon lemonade. Because this is a new drink that I have discovered that is amazing.
Crayon lemonade.
Doesn't sound good, but it's pretty good.
Mm, okay.
Yep.
What's the bathroom situation going to be like?
Well, we'll be using the campus facilities because our water tank will once again be filled with Crayon lemonade.
Oh, okay. You can't shower in Crayon lemonade.
Are there
campus facilities that you would have access to?
Yes, such as the rec center, and they have showers in the gym and a sauna,
which is solid.
Are your parking spaces going to be near the rec center?
Yes,
maybe, but that's why we can always just pull out our RV and then go
every time someone needs to take a shower. You pull out the RV. But like, I'm just imagining one of you, like, after a really long day of classes, like, walking back to the parking space, being like, oh my god, I just want to lie down. And then, like, looking up and being like, oh, Jesus Christ. And, like, calling up, being like, hey, Steve and Jeremy, where's the house? I need the house. You're like, oh man, we drive it up to New Hampshire for the day. No! This is my house!
Well, we'll put like a tent
use
in the front
sauna.
Yard for emergencies.
Okay. But think about it. When we're like throwing our annual like Friday night get-togethers, mm-hmm. like it'll obviously be like a Facebook event, like that's just like open.
Yeah.
So people will just be like, "Yo, you hear about that like get-together? That's just like
our doo-wop."
Yeah, like that's just like on like North Campus parking lot.
You guys hear about the RV? What?
You know those kids that are living in the RV?
The RV. There's like six guys on North Campus. Mm-hmm. They commute, technically, but they're all living in the parking lot in an RV.
Wow.
That's genius. That's incredible. Yeah, they're having a doo-wop later.
Okay, so let's think. So an RV, if you get a really nice one, how much is that going to cost?
Oh, see, that's the point. If it's a really nice one, that's far beyond our budget.
Yeah, but think about the amount of money we'd be...
What would your budget be? So four people, how much is room and board at UMass
Lowell? I think it's like $6,000 maybe?
Per semester.
Okay.
So that's like 12 grand a year. Oh, so
12 grand a year per person. Let's say there are five people. That gives you $60,000 to play with.
It does.
Right?
It does.
And you want to save money, I assume. So let's say your budget is $40,000.
Yeah.
So each of you saves $4,000.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I'd be happier with a Walter White RV.
You'd be happy with a Walter White RV.
No, I'd be happy with
something
any type
that
of
works.
RV.
I would be happy with a Robin Williams in the movie RV.
That would be, that's like the goal.
Yeah.
But
I feel like
willing to settle for Walter White.
I feel like you could get one of those used for like, not
even
cheap.
It would be cheaper than $40,000.
Yeah, it'd be cheaper than $40,000. How much is a parking space?
$450
for the year?
Yes.
Oh, then that's not even like a cost that you need to consider. You really just need to consider the cost of the RV.
Yeah, that's why it's so great.
Let's say a used RV. I'm Googling this right now.
And like, honestly, it doesn't really need to run all that well either. We just have to make
a lot
it
of
go
time
to
it's gonna
from
be
point A to point parked. B.
Yeah, you guys don't need a Winnebago. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Wow, that is expensive.
Oh, no.
So you're looking at the wrong RVs there. You need to go cheaper and poorer.
That's like a mile, like
a down payment on a house.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That is the house.
Let's hold on one second there. Come on, just give me. Wow, there's so many different classes of RVs. Let's go with a Class C RV.
See, now is that one of the... We don't want one that you have to hook up to a trailer, because then it's technically not
it
a vehicle.
It is not one that you need to hook up to a trailer.
All right. Because once you do that, it's not a vehicle.
But if you guys do this for 2 years, your budget doubles.
Whoa.
Well,
it does.
The thing is, we'll be sophomores next year, and also possibly attending grad school there. So we'd have like 3+ years of savings.
Let's simplify this. Let's say you do the RV next year.
Okay. Yes.
That gives you, with reasonable savings, $60,000 to play with. With like moderate savings, $90,000 to play with.
Wow.
Just saying here, the one I just looked at was like pretty small, decent, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And $60,000.
All right.
Right? Okay, I think, bada bing, bada boom, you guys are buying this RV.
We can really do this.
Yeah. All right, we're going to do one more song. What song are we going to play, Sean? What song are we going to play, Steven?
Well, we will be playing the theme song to Gravity Falls.
Oh, 100%. Amazing television show. If none of you have watched Gravity Falls before, here is the theme to Gravity Falls, the show that you need to watch. We'll be right back with the namesake for this show, Ad Hominem. Here we go. The theme to Gravity Falls.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever wanna be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to do. Why can't this crazy love be mine? It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 oh.
And we're back. That was the theme to Gravity Falls, a TV show that you all need to watch. It's an amazing show. Neil Cicierega, actually, the creator of Potter Puppet Pals and Somerville resident, I believe Somerville resident or Cambridge resident. Great guy. He shows up to my work all the time, and he knows that I'm a fan. I don't think he knows my name. I'm considering friending him on Facebook, but that'd be weird. Wrote the original theme to Gravity Falls, and then it was actually 86th. And they changed it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's sad. But his theme is actually really good.
I actually really do love that theme.
No, it's a great theme. I mean, that's why we just played it.
Yeah.
So, the name of this temporary show, as I put it in, which is potentially the name for my next radio show, is Ad Hominem, which means to attack someone personally. And this is that segment of the show where every week, of course, we attack someone personally.
He lives in San Diego, California.
So here we go.
This Wait, one don't is, I live in San Diego,
This
California?
One is going out to Josh Nichols of San Diego, California. I want to say 17-year-old boy.
Yes.
Or was 17 a few years ago. We don't even know now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty washed up.
Also, also known
this
as
child,
the theater thug.
Also known as the theater thug. What is this kid doing? Like, I want to know, what is he doing? Because every time he just messes up.
He does.
Right? Yeah. Every time something is going relatively good, he makes the most asinine mistake ever. Uh-huh. Like, for example, when he is watching his teacher's house for her. This teacher who already hates him. He knows that he needs to do this right. Right? So he's house sitting for her. Everything is fine. And what happens? But a wild dog. Right? Is this
yeah.
what happens?
Yeah, yeah, the dog goes crazy.
I believe I read about this at one point in the Washington Post.
Uh-huh.
A wild dog enters the house and starts terrorizing the house.
Yep.
What is this kid doing? He doesn't close the door. And then suddenly they call animal control, and animal control is a scared Vietnam veteran who looks like he's 32, right? I don't understand how he could be a Vietnam veteran.
It's what those moisturizers do to you.
Like, what, Josh, what are you doing?
The thing that gets me is that he does, like, really well in school. And it's like, look, like, you're such an intelligent kid, but you just can't figure the real world out.
He can't apply himself.
Exactly.
He can't apply himself. He just doesn't understand how to connect to people. His brother, his stepbrother, Drake Parker, amazing, suave kid, dumb as nails, extremely suave. Like, he knows how to deal with people.
He does.
This is what Josh... It's almost as if Drake and Josh are two polar opposites of each other.
It's
almost as if they are.
Yeah, it's almost as if it's some weirdly conceived idea for a television show. Mm. But Josh, what are you doing? Another example, when did Josh mess up? Steven, you've got the floor.
All right, well, we take ourselves to a late summer night earlier in the week.
Yes, 2007, obviously.
He was
obviously
studying for a test with a peer of his.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Mindy, I believe.
Yes,
her name?
Mindy.
Her name was
Mindy.
And...
Washington Post didn't give us her last name out of respect for the witness.
Yeah, and so as things do while you're having a study date, they get steamy.
Mm,
and towards the end of said study date,
always steamy.
Mindy proclaims that she did she say she likes him or is in love with him?
She said I love you. I believe
she said I love
is what
you.
What happened?
Very crucial to the first part of a relationship.
I believe it was Josh.
The first I love you.
I love you.
And he responded with, "See ya in chemistry."
And a door slam in her face.
Yes.
Josh, what are you doing? You were right there. Like, open
had
door.
The
studying
dreams.
All night.
Yeah.
All night, buddy. Uh-huh. Right? Like, prepare for this. Did you not see any body language?
Right.
Hadn't you guys already been dating? I don't really remember, to be totally honest. I'm not sure if the Washington Post told me this.
I believe they were.
They were already dating at the... Dude. What are you doing?
See ya in chemistry.
You don't even need to say that. You can just kiss her at that point, right?
Yeah.
Shut her up.
No words
right?
are needed.
You don't need, like, what are you doing?
Josh.
Another example of when Josh messed up. Sean, you have the floor. Come on. Rapid fire. Here we go.
We're going fast. Well, the movie theater was always like, hectic for this kid.
Yeah.
And like,
he had a job at the local San Diego movie theater. I believe it was called the Galleria Theater.
No, something with a P, wasn't it?
Oh, the premiere.
Premiere.
But the thing is, his boss, Helen, right? He just could not get on her good side. But the thing is, she loved his brother.
No.
Total
Drake,
opposites.
But like, Drake knew how to deal with Helen.
But like,
he did.
The thing was, Drake was the total opposite. So he was not like a hardworking kid at all. But, like, every time Josh would try to earn that, like, golden vest, you know what I'm saying? Just, like, try to, like, be in charge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the managerial vest.
Yeah.
That Mindy then got, like, a week later. Josh!
What are you
please,
doing?
What are you doing?
Ugh.
Just get it together, man. Like, you have zero people skills whatsoever. Just improve that.
I'd like to take us back to the time. I do not remember his name. The Washington Post didn't release his name, I don't believe. But the man who would always come walking by in the scene proclaiming, Josh, toilet 3 is clogged with a wig.
I want to say Glenn or Gary.
Yeah.
A mullet
started with a G, lame name. Yeah.
And about 15 minutes later in the show, Josh would be too busy with something else and he would forget about his poor friend Larry or Greg or whatever.
Gary, whatever.
Gary. And he would come walking by later with said wig in his hand saying,
"Got it.
Never mind.
Yo,
I got it."
Josh, if you ever need a favor, don't come crying to Gary.
Because he's not
going to give it for you.
Josh, what are you doing?
What are you doing, Josh? All right. Thus ends Ad Hominem for, or this segment of Ad Hominem for today, the Ad Hominem segment. My apologies to Josh Nichols. Great kid. Great kid. He's got some problems. Let's do another song. What song are we going to play? Here we go. Like, we need an actual song.
All right.
Come on.
Okay. Well, since you're just staring blankly
I couldn't tell you. I'm
just give us the name of the song.
Guy.
Come on. Guys, you've listened to music before.
What's music?
This will be the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. We're going to listen to Kashmir by Led Zeppelin.
All right.
I already made the decision. Let me find it on my phone. Here we go. Kashmir off of the amazing album Physical Graffiti. Yes, Physical Graffiti, I believe. Here is Led Zeppelin with Kashmir. Everybody, you are welcome. This is Ad Hominem. We'll be right back with our last segment of the day. Here's Led Zeppelin with Kashmir.
What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little Pussycat nose. Pussycat, Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your Pussycat knows. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, Pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little Pussycat eyes. Pussycat, Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your Pussycat eyes. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, Pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little Pussycat lips. Pussycat, Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your Pussycat lips. You and your Pussycat eyes. You and your Pussycat nose.
It all started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Oh, money. We're going to get some money. We're back, everybody. This is Ad Hominem. The show's lasted a lot longer than I thought it was going to be, and we're going to end soon. We're going to end in the next 10 minutes. We didn't really prepare anything to end with. I'd say Ad Hominem was probably our best segment so far.
Yeah.
Against cool. Those who were here. We were ranting against a young boy from San Diego named Josh Nichols. Great kid. Great kid.
Great kid.
Doesn't deserve it.
No.
Anyone do anything interesting today? Or
anything interesting?
Interesting things.
What have we done?
Interesting things.
I don't know.
It's been paddleboarding.
You went paddleboarding today?
Not today.
Not today.
No. Just it was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, where'd you go paddleboarding?
The Merrimack River, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You can paddleboard on the Merrimack River.
You can. We didn't know it, but you can.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was cool.
I once watched a video of a man paddleboarding across the East River.
Wow.
It's like so him and his friends, they're paddleboarding. It's a video blogger named Casey Neistat.
Oh,
great guy.
I think I know.
Yeah. He does a lot of like really cool artistic video blogging. He's got like drone shots in every episode. Uh-huh. It's crazy. And him and his friend decided to paddleboard across the East River. And like, there's traffic on the East River. Like, there is serious boat traffic going back and forth. It was like a cloudy day. Like, it was a lot of chop.
Yeah.
And they end up making it across and jumping over a fence at the end.
Wow.
Onto Manhattan Island and climbing over the fence and like getting the paddleboards over the fence. And in comes NYPD in their boat, and they're like, guys, like, really, you can't do that. And they think that they're, like, you know, in trouble for it, and they're like, you can't do that without life vests on. And they're like, oh, okay. And meanwhile, they had parked on the other side of the river, and they didn't really know how they were going to get across. They're thinking, okay, I guess we'll just walk over the Brooklyn Bridge or something, you know. We'll figure it out. Whatever bridge. I don't know my New York geography that well. And then, you know, LAPD, or not LAPD, God, NYPD is talking to them, and then they're like, hey, wait, guys, can you give us a ride back across? And NYPD is like, I mean, why not? Yeah, sure. Like, and they give them a ride back to their cars on the other end of the river.
I believe this is the same guy who, during the snowstorm, one of the snowstorms we got last winter, is pretty bad, and New York especially was worried about it. They closed down all the streets, and they sent out a police message. At the beginning of his video, he includes this police message that anyone caught driving in the snow, it will be either fined or like arrested or something. I don't know if it was arrested, but and he proceeds to go out in his Jeep and snowboard.
Yes.
As if he was wakeboarding on the snow. And it was a
carrying an American flag behind him.
Well, New York, New York by
Liza Minnelli.
Really?
Liza Minnelli wrote that song, and she performed it originally. Frank Sinatra covered that song.
Wow.
Interestingly enough, at Yankee Stadium, if the Yankees lose, Liza's cover, or Liza's version of New York, New York plays. If they win, Frank Sinatra's cover
That's interesting.
Plays. Yeah,
that's
so New York, New York always plays, whether the Yankees win or lose. But a different cover.
That's really cool.
Wow, that is interesting.
It's interesting. Yeah. Well, it's kind of awful too, because it's like no one wants to hear Liza's version. Like, f that. All right, we're gonna play one more song just to make sure that we get to play it.
Yeah.
And you know what? We've been thinking about this one all day.
It's been a real hard decision.
We've decided that we're going to play an amazing song. It's very topical. You'll understand that when you hear the title. Due to a few things that Donald Trump may or may not have said last week. I mean, yesterday. Or, well, he said them in 2005, but they came out the other day. Here is What's New Pussycat by Tom Jones. Here we go, friends. This is an amazing song.
Heads roll on the floor. Glitter. You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Chris Earle. The show that I normally do is Time Travel with Chris Earle on 5 to 7 Wednesdays night and Wednesday night. Let's try this again. My name is Chris Earle. The show I normally do is Time Travel with Chris Earle on Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tonight, this is exciting. I am filling in for Belinda for Bubbles in the Think Tank here on a Saturday evening in Medford, Massachusetts. Normally, I'm tuning in to the news and SNL. But I'm going to be like the rest of you guys that tune into Bubbles and Think Tank. We can watch the news and SNL on demand, whatever you want. You know, you want to listen to this live because this is exciting. It's a human being. He's actually come into the studio. He's got a playlist to play. This is so exciting. You're going to listen to him live. You can call in at 855-915-WMFO. And it's all silly songs tonight. It's all silly. We got about 25 seconds to kill before we start the show. So what else can I tell you about myself? Time travel is normally, we jump from the 70s, we come to now, we go back to the 60s. I have guests on, I have my friends, my family, I have comics on, I have musicians on. But tonight, it's just me and my demented playlist. And I hope I do as half a good of a job as Belinda does every week on Bubbles in the Think Tank with my silliness tonight. I hope you enjoy this. I think you will. Time travel starts right now. Thanks for listening.
All right, let's start the show.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I don't have all the answers, but I have a lot of them.
Most of them.